Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Are you ready for the introduction of the anti-money laundering counter-terrorism financing legislation on the 1st of July 2026? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Monday, the 2nd of February 2026.
We're all currently talking about the new anti-money laundering and the counter-terrorism legislation. So, you know, according to the regulator for these issues, which is AUSTRAC, their online timeframe states that they'll be releasing real estate agency specific guidance by the end of January. Well, that's a couple of days away. By the time some of you watch this, it'll probably be February. So, you know, it's now. So we need to be watching more of this. For those of you who completed your CPD this year, it's one of the topics, and you would be aware that agencies must enrol as a reporting entity with enrolments commencing from the 31st of March. And most importantly, the most important date to remember after that is that anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing obligations commence for real estate agents on the 1st of July 2026. So you need to be ready. So there are some specialist platform providers that are out there helping you with know your customer and your customer due diligence, or your KYC or CDD, as they're referring to it when you look at the AUSTRAC site. So lots more acronyms coming for us in the AML CTF space. So here at ACOP, we're currently reviewing a couple of those external service providers, the specialist platform providers, who are offering services to the real estate sector and to networks and to individual offices to assist them to meet your AML CTF requirements. They all appear to be offering integrated compliance platforms and some offering fully integrated outsourced identity checks and verification of individuals, of companies, of trusts. Once we get through the end of that, we'll provide more feedback of what we have learned about the processes and all of the services being offered there. Obviously, there is a cost involved in that. So, you know, it comes down to the time, the compliance requirements. It doesn't take away your responsibility and your obligations to be responsible for this. So the compliance officer that will be appointed within each of your agencies or across a network will still need to make sure that these are happening. You can't abrogate all of your responsibilities to an external platform provider. You still need to check that it's happening and that it's happening compliantly for within your agency. So if you have any feedback or comments to make about any of these specialist platform providers or how it's working or how you see it working or questions that you have about it, let us know. Let us know what your comments are or your questions, and we can pass some of those on when we're talking to these platform providers and hopefully get some answers on it. So most of these platforms are also offering ongoing training. So as you get a new staff member, there'll be, you know, some online training for them to complete, which will be a real positive move because, you know, we kind of have a bit of a thing about training here. We think it's good. And it will be more specific. And as this sector and these requirements are better understood by our industry, it'll all get tweaked and get better at how we're doing that. So we have a significant responsibility here in terms of how we respond to this new legislation. It's a big deal for changes that are happening in 2026 in our industry. So we look to AUSTRAC for greater guidance, greater levels of guidance, and we also, you know, look to some of these providers who can assist us and hold our hand on the way through. So stay tuned for more news on that. We're certainly looking at it quite intensely at the moment.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.